Our episodes contain graphic information and at times strong language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you like some murder with your coffee?
Welcome to Morning Murders. I'm Nicole.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brenna. We're just three guys to sit around, three brothers, sit around,
and
drink
brothers.
Coffee, and we and talk coffee. About true crime,
and brothers.
And we're just brothers.
And brothers.
And we're brothers.
And also,
we're brothers.
Yeah. We drink coffee and
brothers.
Wait. We don't drink brothers.
We don't drink
brothers.
We
are brothers.
We drink brothers.
We drink crime.
And we talk
and
about
coffee.
And we talk about brothers.
And we're brothers.
And we're true brothers.
And you guys are beans. And we love you beans.
Beans.
Beans are beautiful. We appreciate all of the merch support that we've gotten thus far. That's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got a merch store. You can buy shirts.
We got a merch store.
Merch for shirts.
Merch shirts.
And the mugs. And kisses.
Kisses.
And free kisses. Always. Little forehead kisses for you guys. Because we love you, because you're our beans.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you for all that. Thank you for people that have been supporting our coffee.
Yes.
We're, thinking and looking at doing, Patreon or something like that so
yes.
that we can help get support. But we're just, we'll see what that is in the future. But we're looking at that because it'll be nice to move on to the next level, right?
Yeah.
Got the next level of podcasting-ness.
Yes.
And also, figure out how to get paid to do it. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
We love to do it.
We do.
And we're artists, so we're always trying to find ways to monetize our hobbies.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to figure out what that is. And you're going to be there every step of the way.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, it's a Brenna episode!
Brenna!
Brenna episode! And I'm going to ask you guys a question. Have you heard of the updates on some of the cases I've covered thus far?
No.
Let's give those updates. Let's start with I covered the tragic story of Nancy and Daniel Benoit in our first season.
Oh, yes.
After decades of brain and body injury due to his career and the lack of care for himself and behind the scenes everywhere he wrestled, reports on the condition of Chris's brain after he murdered his family and killed himself were, abysmal. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy is progressive and fatal brain disease associated with repeated traumatic brain injuries. So they call it CTE.
Right.
Including concussions and repeated blows to the head. So he had flying headbutts. He was he was really rough on his body. It was the harder he went, the worse it was. He was kind of known as being a bully backstage and all that stuff too. So he was also in one of the programs that got tons of lawsuits there's a pharmacy that was working through them that was just giving people steroids without helping them. So it was just it can develop dementia and then pair this with his excessive steroid use and that get up or shut up attitude for men, and that's what happened, the murder. So there isn't any new details to Chris's case outside of a conspiracy that another pro wrestler did it, which I'm not even going to perpetuate with the details. But in 2021, there have been almost 50 wrestlers that have started lawsuits with the WWE over CTE.
Good.
It is a large company with crazy lawyers and a lot of money, so it is no surprise that the Supreme Court declined to hear any appeal of several former pro wrestlers who claimed in lawsuits that World Wrestling Entertainment failed to protect them from repeated head injuries that led to long-term brain damage. So, as of right now, justice is still out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that sits. Another crime I covered last year involved a Texas teen that went on a small road trip on August 18th, 1973, that changed her life forever. She barely got away from a twisted family and their literal chainsaw-wielding maniac sibling. In the process, she lost everyone she came with, her boyfriend Kirk, her friend Pam, Pam's boyfriend Jerry, and Sally's brother Franklin. It was a tragedy that haunted her, especially because they never found the murderer or his insane cannibalistic family. I'm seriously.
That took me a fucking second.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You guys are so fucked up. Oh my god.
Puppetry real.
Oh my god.
Well,
is there another movie coming out?
So Sally.
Yeah, is there gonna be another movie?
Sally eventually became a Texas Ranger. She knew Bubba and his family were out there and wanted to be the first one to know every time they turned up. So just last year in 2022, she got her chance. Oh. There were reports of folks in Harlow, Texas being terrorized and attacked by a man wearing someone else's face. Oh. And Sally set out to investigate. She found him and two survivors at the local orphanage where she wasn't going to let this leather-faced monster leave without a fight. She shot him twice, but unfortunately, she met the same fate as her friends and family.
No, Sally.
Sally!
He impaled Sally Hardesty and she succumbed to her wounds. Sally died a hero. Unfortunately, the chainsaw-wielding murderer got away once again, scarring another town and haunting the last survivor of the Harlow Massacre, another young girl named Lila.
Lila.
Lila, why?
Yeah.
Lila.
So Sally, unfortunately, as an update on her case, is no longer
oh
with us.
Oh my gosh. Which newspaper covered? Was it Netflix or was it Hulu? Was it?
which newspaper was it?
It was Amazon Prime.
It was like
Amazon
a pretty, Prime. It was a pretty, like, vastly, like, national, I think they, okay. It was everywhere.
Everywhere?
Right? Yeah, it was
oh,
everywhere,
great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So it was like
on
a
HBO
huge,
Max.
I think so, yeah.
I love
HBO
that magazine.
Max, it was an AMC, yeah.
Perfect.
Good.
So,
good.
You might remember the chameleon killer that we talked about in
Ooh,
season one.
Yes.
You know, Gordon Jensen. I mean, Jerry Mockerman. I mean, Larry Vanner. Sorry, Curtis Kimball. Okay, so I actually mean Terry Rasmussen.
That's it.
There he is.
Like Rasputin, but
that
not.
That motherfucker.
Right. Whatever he went by, he was a real piece of work.
Yeah.
I wish I had an update on this case because out of the four bodies found in the two barrels in New Hampshire, one is still completely unknown.
Still?
Yeah. So in 2019, three of the four victims were identified through DNA testing like we talked about. Mm-hmm. Marlise Elizabeth Honeychurch, she was 24, and her two daughters, Marie Elizabeth Vaughn, who was 6, and Sarah Lynn McWaters, who was 1. Mm-hmm. The fourth girl remains unidentified.
Is
Investigators,
that a little girl? Or?
Yes.
It is a little girl.
Yeah. So the fourth girl remains unidentified. The investigators believe that she was the biological daughter of Terry, mm-hmm. who they now believe killed all four people, and there has to be an unidentified mother.
Mm.
Like, because who was this little girl's mother right, that isn't able right. to come forward and talk about it, you know?
She's probably dead.
Right.
Elsewhere. Yeah.
And I mean, we talked about that a bunch, about how, like, every time he had a new girlfriend and was, like, gone, it was just, it was soon that, like, eventually got him caught. But how many times before mm-hmm. did he, like, meet a family around Christmas time and then, like, leave with the girl and we never heard of the wife or new girlfriend ever again?
Yep.
Like, it just feels like there's got to be more to his bullshit than mm-hmm. what we even know now, because all we had back then was just the court records of when he was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, people could just fucking disappear. Like, mm-hmm. you weren't tweeting where you were at all the time. You were just rocking by yourself and could just walk into a place and go, I'm Jerry. I'm Gary Gergich.
Gary.
So a documentary about the little girl called The Middle Child on Oxygen came out last year in 2022. And it is worth a watch, although, like, spoiler warning, her identity is still a myth. There's no facts that have come out, you know.
Mm.
She was believed to be between 2 and 4 years old at the time of her death. She was likely primarily Caucasian with a small amount of Asian, Black, and American Indian ancestries. She had slightly wavy brown hair and was between 3 feet, 3 inches, and 3 feet, 9 inches tall. She also had a slight overbite and may have had anemia, and genealogy research suggests that she and her biological mother might have relatives in Mississippi. So anyone with information is urged to call the New Hampshire State Police at 603-271-2663, or the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children by calling 1-800-THE-LOST. 1-800-THELOST.
I mean, anything's possible because they, what was it, last year? I'm trying to look it up now. They just identified the boy in the box.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, anything is possible.
Yeah.
So any information helps.
It's just, it takes, like, the genealogy thing's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can test so many things now. I don't know if you guys have done that ancestry stuff, but we did it for my dad's birthday. And it's just crazy to see, like, they, my mom did it too, and so you can literally see, like, how I got what where, and we did confirm that they are my parents. That was cool. They do pop up on the website. Yeah. But it's just interesting to see where they can trace back the lineage on, even like if you had family in Europe, but then how they got here. And like the, just through what marriage licenses and all that kind of stuff too. So it's pretty interesting. Like, just finding out that, oh my God, we had so many people in Wyoming, or, you know, there's like all these weird little details like that. So I think that's why they're able to go, somebody in Mississippi has relation to this little girl. And so at some point someone's going to take some ancestry test or whatever, and then get connected. Isn't that how they found the, was it BTK, like some
the
killer?
Was it the Green River Killer? No.
Not Green River,
Golden State Killer?
There it is,
the Golden State Killer.
There's just some other random person gets, like, a test, and then they find you, or, like, whatever, so it's pretty interesting.
And then there was the one of the cases I just recently covered that the woman found out she was related to him through.
Right.
But some of my family has done it. I haven't done it. But, like, my older brother has done it. Some of my cousins and my uncle have done that. But it was interesting because on their thing, my older brother comes back as, like, a first cousin when he's, like, on, like, my uncle, but he should be his nephew. It's, like, interesting. So we don't know why that little thing has happened. Like, Gary's definitely your nephew. I don't know why it says cousin on yours.
Right. Well, that's like, it's so interesting too, is that we were able to find like a yearbook photo of my grandmother that passed away. Like, that was kind of cool. Like, so yeah, it's just, it's whatever. And it's so funny. I love the people that are like, I don't want my DNA out there. I'm like, girl, remember phone books? Your fucking address wasn't a book all the time.
Like, that's true.
Like, what are they
going to do? You ever heard of the internet?
Yeah. Like, they don't, what are they going to do with my DNA? Have a biometrics thing to make sure I can't scan something to get into somewhere? We don't have that technology. I'm going to fucking die in an attic somewhere being some lady's sex.
No. No.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm probably.
I'm like, what am I going to do in my lifetime that's going to actually really seriously matter like that? I'm not like some dignitary or some shit like that. Like, what anyway?
Ooh, coffee break.
Sip of coffee before this one. I want to give a shout out to Magnum Coffee.
Magnum Coffee.
They're a coffeery in here. A coffeetery.
Coffeetery.
A coffeetery in Vegas. And I think it's at least where they roast their beans. But they're a company in town, and they're really cool, and they're really nice, and they have delicious coffee. They're kind of over by the airport if you're a Vegas person.
Like sunset and not quite Eastern.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's really cool. They do coffee stuff there. They also donated a gourmet coffee basket for the Playhouse. So thank you, Magnum Coffee. Also, you have delicious coffee.
Thank you.
For being
delicious. Love that.
Development Hell is back, guys.
Development Hell is the podcast that Richard Humphreys and Kyle Anderson has with another gentleman that's, I'm sure, very lovely as well. I'm very sorry that I don't know your name, but I love that podcast. They do like a stupid, awesome deep dive about like a movie that took forever to get made. They just did the Speed Racer. And it's so good. And they just, like, they're funny. Their anchor ad is my favorite one. And because they tell the truth about how we make millions of dollars off of Anchor. they're not afraid to tell the truth. And they're just funny boys, and I love it. And I'm somebody that likes to learn a ton of shit about stupid things. They did a whole thing about Godzilla, and it's so great. And King Kong, like, it's so great. So I highly recommend it if you want to learn about movies and projects and video games and stuff like that that just took forever.
Yeah.
Fun.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's really awesome.
How much did they pay you for that ad?
Not enough.
No, just kidding. They paid me nothing. They paid me in friendship because I love them.
Ah.
Friendship.
Gross. I love it.
Friendship.
So finally.
Is this the one that's going to make us mad? Because you said one's going to make us mad.
We'll find out.
Oh, gosh.
Finally, I'm going to chat for a moment about Junko Furuta.
Yeah, I knew it. Oh my gosh, I knew it. Here we go.
Yeah, cited as one of the most gruesome cases in true crime, Junko was a Japanese high school girl who was kidnapped for 44 days, assaulted, tortured, and ultimately murdered. The ordeal was perpetuated by four male teenagers, Hiroshi Miyano, Shinji Minato, Joe Ogura, and Yasushi Watanabe. all of whom have ultimately walked free from the crime. Mm-hmm. The story was terrible and highlights serious flaws in Japan's legal system, but that's not what this update is about. Where are the boys now? Well, because they were minors, they each walked away after around 4 years or so. Watanabe is believed to be the only one who has avoided further criminal activity since his release. Mm. In July of 2004, Ogura was arrested for attacking a friend he suspected was involved with his girlfriend. But he's since then, you know, walked free. Mm. In 2018, Minato was once again arrested for attempted murder after he beat a 32-year-old man with a metal rod and slashed his throat with a knife.
Whoa!
And Hiroshi Miyano, in January 2013, Miyano was arrested once more for fraud. Later that month, he was released without charge due to insufficient evidence. Mm. So recently, Shinji Minato's trial date came up for the attack from 2018, where he has changed his story a lot and created a bit of trouble in the courtroom by saying that it was the fact that the victim's throat was slashed was completely made up. So he was, like, in the courtroom saying that it was all made up. The judge goes, are you saying that you did not slash the victim in the neck with a knife and that the wound, for argument's sake, was a fabrication by a doctor? And then Minato was, like, yelling. He was more likely the police than the doctor. So he's saying that the cops made it up, but it, like, happened. So, like, they're saying that they, like, he didn't do that. It happened after. And it's, like, the cops saying that he was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Bro. Yeah, okay. Whatever, dude. So also because they were minors, they were given the opportunity to change their names to protect their identity. And mm-hmm. on the last day of January this year, one of them tweeted, why can't I reflect on the shameful incident in my boyhood and say that it was wrong now that what is wrong now is wrong? What is wrong with saying and making known that the abuse of technology should not be allowed? I want people to know that many people around the world are being abused by this criminal act. I want critics to know this fact. So what he's saying is technology has made it so people can find out his real name and he gets bullied.
Good.
And then he mm-hmm. says, like, he's like, why can't I just say that it was wrong and we can move on? Like it was wrong and I know it's wrong and we can just move on. This shameful incident. Right?
Because you didn't just, like pull down a kid's pants in front of the whole school.
Yeah.
You tortured and murdered a human.
Yeah, you had 44 days to stop doing it.
To make a decision to say, maybe this is a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah, you can't, it's more than just being like, oh, my bad, move on.
Dude.
Like, it's a lot more than that. I mean, and with anything, too, like, I am all for reformment, right? Like, you learn, you grow, like, I've covered a case where there were two kids and the kid grew up and he's doing really well now, blah, blah, blah. And, like, that is fact and that can happen. But it wasn't just, I'm sorry, my bad. That's mm-hmm. not all. Like, there was so much more that happened for that person to, like, actually move on and become a better human. You can't just be like, oh, can we just say my bad and move on? No,
like, no
you cannot do that.
44 days and you took someone's life and, like, treated her not like a person and mm-hmm. invited other people over. Like, you're not the only bad guy in this situation.
No.
Like, but that's how I took that tweet is, like, what's wrong with saying and making it known that the abuse of technology should not be allowed? So he's, like, saying, like, because it's translated directly what the tweet was.
Oh, sure.
So it's, like, yeah, you can reflect on the incident and, like, there's going to be, like, because of technology and everyone can, like, see you, like, there's mm-hmm. going to be repercussions for that. People aren't just going to go, like, you're right, and move on. Like,
yeah.
you're, you know. So, and he's, like, yeah, he's, like, even if I say something, like, people come at me and, like, threaten me and all that kind of stuff. And it's, like, well, yeah, you tortured this girl for 44 days with your friends. Like,
mm-hmm.
And not once did anything about it.
That's true. I completely agree with that. But also, just to tack onto that, there is major abuse that happens online that mm-hmm. shouldn't happen. And, like, there are people that have not actually done crimes but are convicted of crimes that get bullied. And because the internet itself is awful. And, like, people hide behind what they type a lot of times, and then they will push and bully and say things and make everything a lot worse.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not okay.
Or they call someone out who's innocent, but
right.
now your name is out there, and now your life is ruined. We've definitely heard that in a few cases.
Right.
So, yeah. So Coffee House Crime just did a case on Eleanor Williams, who was a girl in, I think she's in the UK, where she publicly said that she was, like, captured and sold into sex trafficking by three Asian men, and like, tortured and raped and, like, all this kind of stuff, and then comes to find out, like, none of it's true, and, like, named people's names.
Oh, my God.
And so these dudes, like, had just all these people after her because they all believed her story at first, because you believe, like, absolutely always believe victims.
Right.
And then through us believing, we figured out that she was lying. You know, like, that's, these are one of those examples where I'm like, if that example gets used for, like, see, this got these guys in jail for these couple of years, like all this kind of shit happened. Mm-hmm. We can then say, like, cool, well, then what happened to her? Mm-hmm. She got found out, and then she got, you know, like, if there's a whole, you know, it's a longer process, and it's upsetting that somebody lied. And, like, I'm glad that people believed it enough to then go, but wait.
To check the facts.
Right.
Because that's it, right? It's believe the victim, check the facts. Because when you check the facts, you'll find out what the truth is. Mm-hmm. But don't automatically assume the victim's wrong. Right. Always assume yes and then make sure that fact check.
Yeah. So it's like, but then it started that, you know, trial by media type thing.
Right.
Like, there's that documentary series on Netflix too, mm-hmm. Trial by Media, that just shows how people can go nuts, right?
Right.
So I get what he's talking about. And also, I think there's just that feeling of, like, like, I can understand the feeling. It just is, it's a feeling that you have. You don't have to reach out to anybody and, like, threaten him. Right. I just understand the feeling of, man, you're alive and she's not.
Yeah.
You know, like, she got, like, the things you did to her for 44
awful.
Days.
Completely
like,
awful.
Damn.
Yeah.
He wanted us to just kind of go, like, okay, like, you know, the courts did that. So, like, you know. And some of these people, some of these boys have been able to move on and have children and have wives and stuff. Like, it's just, you know, like, it's like, ah, it's like Carla Homolka. I'm like, no, man, like, no, man, like, no, man. Mm-hmm. So it's just interesting. So, but yeah, these guys are alive and they're tweeting. Their Yakuza ties allowed them to get off with a slap on the wrist. And now some of them are able to tweet indignation and we just get to see it.
Well, we know Twitter is just full of all those crazy people.
So true.
Don't go on
she
there.
Doesn't get to tweet.
No.
Like, Junko will never get to send a tweet.
No.
Like, she never got to do that. They get to do that. So it's real fucked up. But these are the updates that I have on some of the episodes I've done thus far. Any final seeps?
There's no justice. I'm just kidding.
I really hope they find that Leatherface guy.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying,
man. I don't know if they will.
He just runs around wielding chainsaws.
You know,
she
true.
Saw him twice.
I like, get it.
In the foot, in the chase, in chased, in the face chest.
In the face chest.
That's chased.
You know, I have an update too. Lori, who is a victim that I talked to, a survivor.
Yeah.
You know, she actually encountered her brother again, Michael.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh yes, recently. There,
it happened. It happened.
Did he kill her?
No, she killed him.
Oh, thanks.
Spoilers.
I didn't see that one.
Spoilers. Lori's a badass.
That's great.
And she, you know, has a lot of healing, and she works through a lot of stuff. It was rough.
Yeah.
But, like, her brother is gone now. Like, that's, it's ended. It is officially over. She can finish the rest of her days writing a book.
Well,
she did. She wrote a book about her life. And, you know.
Like, obviously no one has the right to kill anybody else. And also, like, how tortured was this fucking dude in his life? Like, this poor guy to have to live his life every day with this, like, obsessive compulsive, like, what do you think his reality? His reality must have been awful.
I mean, that's his so reality terrible. Was that mask, you know, man, like his mask.
And just the and drive to have to kill his own family, like, what a vibe.
It's true.
That's so awful.
I know. No, in all honesty, though, thank you for bringing some updates to the table.
Yeah.
It's really interesting to hear about all this stuff, even the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I actually didn't know anything else would come out about it. I didn't know there was an update in 2022.
Yeah,
about
new crime. This guy's a
Sally.
This guy's a menace.
He is a
like,
menace.
Somebody needs to do something
he's
about
a
him.
Menace.
I just figured. I think I saw the update on Junko's case, Furuta, and it's funny because I said her name wrong during the episode, and so now I have so much anxiety that I did it again. So I'm like, nope, Furuta. I like hope I said it right the whole time. So anyways, want to just give honor and respect to the
absolutely.
Victims, right?
Yeah.
And so. Yeah, I saw that update, and so I said to myself, well, then, are there any other updates on anything else? And so, Some of them have them and some of them don't.
Sure.
And the other episodes I did were about, like, what to do if someone dies. So I was right. Like, there's no real update on that. It's just still do those things.
Still do those things.
Interesting. My mom told me she got an end-of-life planner.
Cool.
Like, that's a thing now. Like not a person planner, but, like, a physical end-of-life planner. And on the front it says, where I hid the bodies and other stuff you should know when I die.
Oh, my gosh. That's
amazing.
And
it's actually really cool. And she said it's super easy. And a lot of it is just, like, very easy. Like, fill this out.
Oh, I like that.
And it's everything. Like, the gardener. Everything.
Nice.
She can cancel everything. All the bank accounts. All the whatever. It's literally just, like, in a binder.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then if anything ever happens...
Yeah,
you know, everyone
literally
in the family knows
about.
Where the binder is.
Yeah,
and then
that's
we
cool.
just go through it.
Yeah, I think I can't remember what the title of the. There's a free one that you can print out, but if
right.
you want one that's like cute and like they have ones that are like books that are all kind of their own thing.
That's,
like,
yeah, that's
yeah.
what she got.
So that's cool.
I'm mm-hmm. like, okay. She's like, I know this sounds morbid, but
it
was funny.
It is, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, that's true. It's kind of funny. And she's like, and it's important.
Yeah.
Like,
it is really important to have all that because I know when I've had a close. When I've. Friend of ours like had a parent die, they like everything was like done and ready to go, and like there was no running around about everything. It was like so easy to just like make sure all that stuff is settled and mm-hmm. so that everybody is taken care of and you're not being like pressured by funeral homes
well,
to make
that
choices
was it. Part
yeah.
of it was that she because she was asking me for like my social the other day and I was like why
yeah.
she's like for this kind of stuff but like she's already paid for her funeral, like
yeah.
she's already paid for the cremation, she's already paid for everything, it's already done. So it'd be one of those things where it's like
you can't talk
about
anything else.
Just
yeah.
go pick up your mom, like, and then put her ashes where she wants them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like that's all you can do. But I was like, I appreciate that because there's so much emotion that goes into that,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna be like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. It's like just go get the book.
Yeah,
get the
okay.
book.
Right.
The book.
Book.
Get the book.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
cool.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. That's a good update on
yeah.
that too.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just important to get that stuff sorted,
because yeah.
then the people that are left don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can just keep.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and you just get to go be a ghost and
right.
live your life.
And that's kind of it.
Record.
She feels like this huge weight, like taken off of her shoulders, because it's already like, I can just go live out my life because if anything happens, I know that everyone I love is already taken care of.
Yeah.
So I don't have to think about that
yeah.
anymore. It's already done.
Mm-hmm.
Like checked it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That's
that
great.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love that.
Love beans.
Beans. Love beans.
A little love beans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Brenna. Thanks for bringing updates to the table.
Thanks for being open to hear them.
Yeah. Terry Rasmussen.
Rasmussen.
Rasputin.
Hey!
Oh, man. Barrels. It makes me so sad. I hope that we find the identity of that little girl one of these days.
Yeah.
Anything is possible. They found the little boy in the box, so.
Yeah, and it's just like, who was her mom?
Yeah. And where's she at?
Right. So I feel like finding out who she is, finding out who her mom is. So I hope we figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 No.
Oh. Oh, oh no.
No.
Oh, beans. Thank you so much for joining us again for some updates this time with our lovely Brenna.
That's me.
You. We look forward to sharing more stories. Because I choke on things.
Oh my God.
I'm dying.
The poison. It's happening.
Oh my God, it's happening. It's in the coffee. Amanda, why? No, we look forward to sharing more stories with you, things that you've sent us. I look forward to sharing some of those. So join us again next time here on this podcast we like to call
Morning Murder.
I can't do it, so I just go.
Thank you for listening to Morning Murders.
Keep checking our page for new episodes and special guests.
Want to learn more? Swing by our Instagram to check out more information from our episodes at Morning Murders. That's MORNINGMURDERS.
Also, you can always check out some mental health links and our episodes resources in our show notes.
If you enjoyed listening to our highly caffeinated conversation, please leave us a 5-star rating and tell your friends.
If you have any stories you'd like to hear discussed around the Breakfast Nook, email us at morningmurders@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening! Nicole!
Oh, perfect. I was like, somebody say something.
Nicole!
That's like the screamo version.
Nicole.
The Morning Murders heavy metal album coming out this summer.
Like hitting the microphone.
Nicole.
It's fun, guys. I recommend it.
Okay.
You guys ready?
I am ready. Are you ready?
No. Yeah.
Okay.